Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Swinging a high drive into center field. Hits at the wall. It is gone! Cassis does it again. It's gone! It's into the bullpen! This game is tied!
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high, it's deep, it's back, it's gone! Sale winds, he fires. Swing and a miss, strike three, it's over!
Welcome back to Play Tessie. We're here to preview Sox versus Angels, the second Sox-Angels series of the season, beginning on Friday, going through the weekend. Weekend series at Fenway Park. Sox just saw the Angels. A couple of the pitchers that they'll see in the series, they saw again. It's too bad they're not going to see Chase Silseth again, who got injured either during or shortly after his start against the Sox. He's on the injured list. They were pretty relieved to not have him be out for the season. It's not as significant of an injury, but let's just get right into this. I'm here with Sammy and Pat. We're just going to get right into these pitching matchups, hitters to watch. We'll get into the previews, the series predictions, and then we'll get into all of our segments. But let's start it out. First game, Tanner Houck takes the mound for the Sox. He hasn't allowed an earned run this year. 0.00 ERA through two starts versus Reed Detmers, who literally shoved it down the Red Sox throats last start. He went six innings, one earned run, 12 strikeouts against the Red Sox last time out. He's got a 1.64 ERA. He's shown good traits in the past, has been good up and down, a little bit inconsistent, but he's always shown signs. Looks like he might be putting it together this year. So Reed Detmers versus Tanner Houck in the first game. Second game, Griffin Canning, he's got an 8.38. Sox faced him as well. 4 2/3, 4 earned runs in, I believe, the first game of last series. So they switched up him and Detmers because he went before Detmers last time. Now he's going after. 8.38 ERA for Canning. 4 2/3, 4 earned runs for the Sox last time. And this one's versus TBD. I believe this is the first game that the Red Sox are going to need a starter replacement with Nick Pivetta going on the IL. So I think it's a fair assumption that you're either going to get Cooper Criswell or Chase Anderson for this one. I know that Cooper Criswell is lined up for the start. I believe he's scheduled to throw in Worcester on Saturday if he doesn't make the start for the Red Sox. So we'll see what happens there. I'm sure we won't find out until maybe after the game on Friday. So we'll see there. And then game three, Tyler Anderson, who threw a couple starts, has not allowed an earned run to this point, versus Brian Bayo. He's got a 4.11 ERA. Had like an up and down outing against the Orioles, I would say. He pitched pretty well, got screwed by the defense. But Sammy, Pat, quick thoughts, pitching matchups, anything stick out to you guys? We just saw a couple of these guys.
The last person I want to see right now with the current state of this team is Reed Detmers. Nothing we have seen from the Orioles series gives me even the slightest bit of encouragement headed into that game against Reed.
Yeah, I mean, we said it all offseason long. They need more right-handed bats. I think we talked about it maybe 400 times, and it's a very obvious issue with the team that they chose not to address. So, yeah, I don't feel great about seeing Detmers again. He just shoved against the Red Sox. A pretty underrated pitcher, in my opinion. Though the numbers aren't great, you can tell when you watch him. He's pretty nasty. So, yeah, don't love that matchup. Game two, remind me.
Game two is Canning. Probably the easiest one. That's Canning. The Griffin Canning. But then again, the Sox don't have a real starter going that day. Like, it's either going to be Criswell or Chase Anderson. So we'll see.
And you might not have Devers either. Devers dealing with the shoulder. So, I don't feel really good about any of these games. How could you after that Baltimore series? They pretty embarrassing series. So I don't know how anyone could feel good going into this Angels series. The only thing I kind of feel good about is Houck going in game one. So that's exciting. And then Bayo game three, we assume.
Yeah. Yeah.
During the day.
Yeah. So during the day.
Daytime Bayo.
One thing I got to interject here because I totally forgot. Hit the subscribe button. Subscribe, Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app. Hit the subscribe button. The team may not be playing well right now, but we're obviously still here and we're being consistent for you guys. We're putting out shows for you guys. So hit that subscribe button. YouTube as well. We're on WEI's channel. Hit that thumbs up button there. Rate us 5 stars on all the podcasting platforms. And by the way, if you are clicking on this one and you haven't heard us recap yet the series with the Orioles and you're looking to vent, get a little venting session out of the way there. If you're mad, hit that episode because that episode is also on your feed right now. If you missed it, I don't know what order these are going to appear on, so I don't know which one you clicked first, but I would probably say it's better to listen to that one first. So go for that. But just to put a ball in the pitching matchups, yeah, Reed Detmers, I agree, Pat, last guy I want to see right now. And it's not just the fact that the Red Sox are ice cold, but as Sammy said, they don't have very good right-handed bats to start with. And now Trevor Story's out for the season, so you don't have that. Devers is likely to miss this game. I doubt they push him to get back into the lineup against the lefty. They've got two lefties they're facing two lefties this series, Detmers and Anderson, both left-handed. So not the best spot for the Red Sox pitching matchup-wise, at least in terms of guys they're facing. You hope they can get to Canning in the second game. But we'll see who they throw in that second game. Bullpen is...
You also got Bayo in game three. We know he doesn't like the day games, and he's a big ground ball guy. And you got literally one of the worst defensive infields that you'll ever see at the major league level. Maybe the worst one I've ever seen literally in my life. I can't recall a worse...
Last year.
Team. It's the same guys.
Kike, dude. Come on. Kike, it was worse with Kike. Hey, it was.
You had second base covered better. I feel like second base was better. Now you have Pablo at third. Devers is already bad. I don't know. It does not get worse. So
yeah,
I don't know what they're gonna do. I feel like I feel like we're watching the 2023 team. We had like a nice little start, and now it's the same old with a good bullpen again. That's fun,
except for in this series. If you want to hear about the Orioles series, go to the recap. We'll talk about the bullpen there. But yeah, before we give series predictions here, not too much in terms of hitters to watch with the Angels. And we went over this literally last week. Mike Trout, obviously one of the best players on the planet still. I think people think that this guy's like in decline or something. He's got an 1195 OPS. He's red hot. One of the best players in the game.
Is he going to play? I think his wife just had a kid Wednesday or Thursday.
They announced they're having one.
Oh, I thought he had the kid. Dang it. Come on, kid, speed it up.
Speed it up. No, he has a kid, though. He has a son. Looked like he was like 5 years old. Looked pretty excited to be getting a baby brother. But yeah, Mike Trout will be playing in the series.
Kid could probably play for the Angels or could play shortstop for the Red Sox. Who knows? This year.
Could play shortstop for the Red Sox this year. The fetus probably could, if we're being honest.
Yeah.
Yes. I can't wait to do the
pregnant wife a righty by any chance?
We TBD, man. TBD. Only other hitters that I have even as like remotely noteworthy in this Angels lineup right now. I know Red Sox stats had that little chart with Miguel Sano, like crushing it, but his stats suck and he like didn't play last year and he hasn't been good in years. So I'm not going to highlight Miguel Sano. Logan Ohapi, 965 OPS. He hit a home run. He hit the grand slam off Winkowski against the Sox last series. He's a big time prospect. They traded Brandon Marsh for him. Like, he's a good player. He had the day off yesterday. He had the day off on Wednesday, and then the Angels had the day off on Thursday. So he, in all likelihood, is going to play all the games in this series.
Oh, dude, he's so rested. Holy shit. You've never seen a guy this rested.
Fuck.
Oh, he's probably asleep right now, resting even more. Look at that guy. King of rest.
Yeah. Tons of rest, man. And then Taylor Ward, 864 OPS. Good player. Clutch player. Dude gets it done when it counts. Outside of those guys...
He's just Tyler O'Neill version 2.0. Really good player. Always gets hurt. Hits right hand. Hits bombs. Not a good defender, though. O'Neill's got the defense. So
let's get into the series predictions. Actually, I want to recap the last series of predictions. I have to pull it up. All right, series predictions. The last series, Sammy predicted that the Red Sox would win 1 out of 3. Pat and I both predicted that they would win 2 out of 3. They won 0 out of 3. Nobody gets a point for the series predictions. Here's my question for you guys. Would it have been worth the shit talk you would have gotten in the moment if you predicted the Red Sox getting swept? Would it have been worth us shit talking you to get that point?
Yeah, dude, I'll do anything for the points.
Yeah, I agree. I tend to agree with that. All right. Angel series, we just went over all of it. Sammy, you are in first in the series predictions. So I have to give the actual score update. The actual score update still is Sammy with 4 points, Pat with 3 points, me with 0 points. So Sammy, Sox Angels, what do you got?
Believe it or not, I actually think the Red Sox win 2 out of 3 in this series. Baseball makes absolutely no sense. So I think they're going to win the first game. Somehow they're going to beat Reed Detmers and it's going to make no sense. Everyone's going to be like, how did they win that game? They're so bad. Then they're going to win the second game. They're going to be on a 2-game winning streak and then they're going to drop the third game, but people won't really care because they won 2 out of 3, whatever. Can't get it done. There were 14 errors and Bayo had to throw 62 extra pitches because of the errors is probably what's going to happen. So 2 out of 3, Red Sox take the first two. And then drop the finale.
So Sammy's taking win-win-loss. Sox take 2 out of 3. Pat, what do you got?
They're losing to Reed Detmers. I'm going to go loss-win-loss. I'm going to loss sandwich.
Mm-hmm. You think?
Loss-win-loss. 1 out of 3 for Pat.
I think they lose to Detmers. I think they win that middle game in like a weird outing from whoever gets it, whether it be Chase Anderson or Criswell. And then the last one, I'm with Sammy. I think something defensively absolutely fucks Brian Bayo. I think they lose that game. I'm going loss, win, loss.
I'm gonna join you on that. I'm also taking Sox 1 out of 3, loss, win, loss. There's an advantage to seeing guys a second time. So like, I think that's going to give them the advantage against Canning and they're going to beat Canning. But like, I could go out there and I could face Reed Detmers 100 times and I'm still not going to get a hit off him. The Red Sox don't have the right hand at best to get it done. He shoved it down their throats last time. And oh man, without Story in there, without in all likelihood Devers in there. And I know it's lefty lefty, but he's still your best hitter. Yeah. I've got loss, win, loss. And I think they lose that last game. Just Tyler Anderson's another lefty. Bayo has, I don't want to say he's looked bad because he certainly hasn't looked bad, but he hasn't looked as good as we know he can look, and it's day game Bayo. So I think they do squeak that middle game out because I have a weird amount of belief in either Criswell or Anderson. Like, this is me not knowing who's going to throw that game, and I still weirdly have like a reasonable amount of faith that they're going to be able to throw 5 innings of 2-run ball and maybe the Sox will take it to Canning. I don't know. This bullpen.
I feel like we're burying the lead. They're playing the Angels. The Angels suck too. So it's not that crazy.
Angels are awful. Oh, wait, no. Sammy took 2 out of 3. The Angels are awful. I agree. But the bullpen is not rested and they're going to have to piece together a second game. I think they sell out and win that second game, piecing it together a little bit, but it's going to kill them in the third. That's where I'm at there.
I wonder if anyone goes, like, anyone gets optioned or if Devers goes to the IL. That would change things a little bit, but
I wouldn't be surprised if Campbell is the one optioned for Criswell.
Hey, also, credit to Gordo. Gordo and I were at the game on Wednesday night, and he made a comment, and he said, Devers doesn't look right. So there's your scout right there, Red Sox. Hire Gordo.
Bang. Hire Gordo. Let's move on to the next segment. Pat, what do you got for us?
Drum roll, please. It's time for another installment of Crystal Bomb.
Bomb it.
I don't think a single person got a point this week, which makes this. Gordo. Yeah. Gordo, do share.
I got a point as quickly as you could get a point. I took Tyler O'Neill this series, and he hit the home run on the first pitch he saw.
You did.
Actually, this wasn't the first pitch.
This series was so long that I forgot the hottest hitter in baseball hit a home run. That is how awful that series felt. Anyways, so Gordo, congratulations. You got a point. I stupidly took Masataka Yoshida, who didn't sniff a home run this week. Sammy, you had
Rafaela.
Yep.
It just
put the bomb play, really.
Yeah. Just a really, really rough crystal ball this series.
Of course, I picked Wong and then changed my mind, and he hits a home run. So it's shame on me for doing that.
Oh, that's right. I said that was going to happen.
Well, okay. Well, I'll tell you right now. I'm taking Wong this time. This time I'm actually going to do it. So
here we go.
Jumping the gun. Wong is my pick, and it's going to happen. No, I'm not going to pick the game. It's going to happen. I was going to pick the game, but too much pressure. I haven't gotten one of these yet.
Gordo?
You know, I was also, I'm not lying. I was going to pick Wong, but I'm not going to do it anymore. Cause if Sammy does not have a crystal bomb point yet.
No.
Score update on that, by the way. I have 3, Pat has 1, Sammy has 0. So if Sammy's predicting Wong, I feel bad for Connor Wong. Cause it pretty much guarantees he's not going to hit a homer this series. I am going to go with Sammy's pick from last series. Got the night off in the last game of the Orioles series for at least to start the game. We got it at the end. Right-handed bat facing 2 lefties. You know, maybe feeling a little bit of pressure right off the bat with that extension, but now maybe gets to settle in, face a couple of lefties, someone, at least one that he's seen before. If he gets game 2, then he's seen the righty as well. Give me Sidon Rafaela to hit a home run in this series, his first of the season, first since signing that extension.
I like it.
What do you got, Pat?
Who do you think I get?
I know
who I'm taking.
I know
who
you
think I'm taking.
Well, I think you're taking O'Neill, but I don't know if you've taken him in the last 2, so I forget.
Sammy, who do you think I'm taking here?
I think you're going to take Tyler O'Neill.
I am going with Emmanuel Valdez.
Oh, they're put 2 lefties? You're going with Valdez?
I think he takes Canning's ass deep in that second game.
You're putting all your baskets in 1 egg.
Exactly.
All the baskets in 1 egg, man.
I don't think Canning is good. We saw it the first time around. I don't know. I got it. I'm going with Emmanuel Valdez. Something about it. It's kind of like Sammy fighting the urge to pick Wong this series, and then he hits one. Valdez has been on my mind the past series or 2, and I'm pulling the trigger. I'm going with Emmanuel Valdez. That middle game, he's taking Canning deep. First at bat.
Ooh. So we've got a specific game and a specific at bat. I like to see it. So we've got, just to recap it, Pat, you got the recap? Who do we got on the board?
I am taking Valdez. Sammy is taking Connor Wong, and Gordo is taking Sidon Rafaela.
All right, so book it. That means guaranteed Rafaela is hitting a home run, and Wong and Valdez are probably going to only play 1 game in the series and go 0-for-4, both of them. Sammy, what's it time for, buddy?
It's time for, well, Rafael Devers just spoke in the post game, and it sounds like he's not going to play tomorrow, by the way.
Sick.
So that's fun.
That's why none of us picked him.
It's time for guys being dudes, and we're full of enthusiasm. If you're not familiar, I forgot that I was supposed to let you do the There we go. We're picking picking players who played for the Boston Red Sox and their opponent, so the Angels. And we've done this one before, so we're really going to have to dig deep into our bag of guys who are also dudes. So who would like to go first? I'll let you guys pick this week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
I'm volunteering Pat.
Go, Pat, go.
All right. I'm going with... No, normally I go obscure, but this man deserves some goddamn respect. I'm going with former World Series hero, Red Sox champion, Mike Napoli.
Oh, yeah.
That is my guy being a dude.
He is a guy being a dude, a legend on and certainly off the field as well.
Best celebration picture of all time. Mike Napoli shirtless roaming the streets of Boston blackout drunk.
Yep. Everybody loves
the infamous Mike Napoli picture.
Everybody loves the male nipple.
That home run in the ALCS off of Verlander to win. I forget which game it is. I want to say it might be game three, five.
It was five.
Well, that home run is one of the unsung home runs of that playoff run. Because, like, obviously the David Ortiz Grand Slam might be the biggest home run in Red Sox history. And they talk about the Shane Victorino Grand Slam in Game 6 was enormous. Johnny Gomes in the World Series. We talk about a lot of these, but that Napoli home run off Justin Verlander, that was an all-out pitcher's duel. And Mike Napoli brought that game home.
You're right. Game three. Sorry about that.
Oh, go me.
That's such a funny game. Nothing happened. And then Napoli, doink. That's it.
Beautiful, like, center field, opposite field piece.
Yeah, just tanked it. Tank that shit. All right. My guy. And this is a listener request. Our friend Matt Cote was upset that I didn't do Tom Brunansky last time. So I'll go with Tom Brunansky, a one-time All-Star, 1987 World Series champ. He actually played for the California Angels back in 1981, a whopping 11 games, 33 at-bats, just a 152 average for the Angels. He killed it. Came to the Red Sox in 1990 from the Cardinals. It was fine. Wasn't great, but he was a solid player. So that's my guy, right fielder. Played a little bit of infield as well, but mostly an outfielder, Tom Brunansky.
You must have very fond memories of him when you were in your 20s watching the Sox.
Because I actually was.
Good one, Gordo.
No, I was not alive.
Okay.
I was born like 2 months after he retired. So how about that?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Sorry. Yeah. And Matt, if you're listening, sorry about that part. You know, like that.
You're like Fausto Carmona right now, lying about your age.
You mean Roberto Hernandez?
Yeah.
That reminds me, every time I think of him, I think of that 2007 ALCS with the Red Sox and the then Cleveland Indians, where the Indians were like eating everybody. And then it happened to the Yankees too, like the year before or after. Jabba Chamberlain got eaten by the Nats too. I don't know why they got all those bugs in Cleveland, freaks. Figure it out.
That Jabba Chamberlain thing, I watched that from Illegal Seafood. That was a fun night. That was great.
Sometimes I can't believe that Jabba Chamberlain existed. Just the way he looked and the fact that his name was Jabba.
Yep. Yeah. Do you guys remember his tattoo, his Tommy John tattoo?
Yeah.
What was it?
You had the laces, right?
No. Oh, no, it was a smiley face. So the scar is like kind of like a mouth, and he just tattooed two eyes on it.
Gotcha.
It's like the Joker.
Yeah, kind of.
Wait.
And then he threw at Kevin Youkilis like 15 times.
Hated. Guys, I have some news. Not really news, but this is the last time the Red Sox play the Angels.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
If you guys got some guys being dudes left in the tank.
Hold on. I've got mine. I haven't gone yet.
I know. I was prefacing before you cap this off.
Okay. Well, Pat, I'm going to follow your lead of World Series champion Red Sox and go with a well-known Red Sox, lesser-known Angel, Shane Victorino, who...
There you go.
I guess I literally just talked about his Grand Slam, but that homer was awesome. I was in the crowd for that night. That was a great night. Game 6 of the ALCS, that Grand Slam puts the Sox on top. They go on to win that game and go to the World Series. Koji Uehara wins the MVP of that series, but Shane Victorino captivated that crowd the entire season with Three Little Birds walk-up song. One of the weirdly, like, Sox fans just like buy into certain walk-up songs, and they just loved that walk-up song. And hearing the entire crowd sing that in the postseason, I went to a bunch of playoff games that year, and it was crazy. That was
that team had a really good defender at shortstop. Who is it, Gordo?
No, I don't need a...
No. Who was it?
I mean, Xander Bogaerts came up partway through the season, if that's what you're talking about.
Yeah, to play third, but who is it shortstop? I can't think of... I feel like...
You know what? I can't remember who it is because I don't think the starting shortstop got any hits that entire playoff run until the last game of the World Series when it was already over.
Just like Mookie Betts in 2018. Doesn't matter. Steven Drew, I love you.
When the Red Sox play, oh God, there's a few teams that he played for, but I'll say specifically the Diamondbacks. When the Red Sox play the Diamondbacks, You guys need to remember this moment. I'm not making them my guys being dudes, but one of you has to. And we're not doing it for like the Yankees and the A's or wherever the hell else he played. Nationals.
Yeah. You know, it's a bummer. It's a bummer that the Red Sox never employed Edwin Jackson nor Octavio Dotel, because we could just do them for guys being dudes every time. They did do Bartolo Colon though, so that's we did him.
And Rich Hill.
Angels, Red Sox. Bartolo Colon.
Wait,
Ian Kinsler.
On my guys being dudes, last thing. Can either of you guys name who the Red Sox traded Shane Victorino to the Angels for in 2015?
It's not Josh Rutledge.
Oh, yes, Pat.
Dude, I don't know why the fuck I thought of that, but I got that.
Dude, that was impressive. That was really impressive. I did not think you guys were getting that. I'm trying to think of who my last guys being dudes was. No, it was Cashner, and they didn't trade anyone of note for that. I asked you guys a trivia question, and you guys didn't get it before. I don't remember who it was, though. This one was definitely harder than that one, so I'm impressed, Pat.
Yeah, speaking I don't know which, why I knew that.
Did Josh Rutledge... Was he... Hold on. I need to do some research because the Red Sox might have a curse. No. Oh. Okay. I thought he wore number 23. He was number 32. Have you guys noticed that everyone who wears number 23 is like cursed on the Red Sox? Like Romy Gonzalez comes up, plays really well in his first game and a half, hurts his wrist, number 23. Chavis, top prospect in the system. Not a great system, but still the top prospect. Stinks. Who else? There's more. Oh, hold on. Hold on. Do some singing.
No, I'm going to pull up the baseball almanac site so that I can.
He is so cursed. Wasn't Julio Lugo?
Yes, Julio Lugo was 23. That was a bust. All right.
Was Mike Cameron 23?
All right. You guys ready?
Might be Mike Cameron, yeah.
Cameron.
I'll give you guys all of the last number 23. Sammy is actually very correct on this. Mike Cameron was 23. I'll read it for you guys. You ready?
Oh, I'm looking. Ew.
Romy Gonzalez, Travis Shaw the second time around, Michael Chavis, Blake Swihart, Michael Chavis before Blake Swihart before Michael Chavis. Sorry, I'm reading these in order. Brandon Snyder, Pedro Siriaco. Maybe it's the curse of Pedro Siriaco in that.
Bring him back.
Because, like, okay, before that was Danny Valencia, Brent Lillibridge, Marlon Byrd, Mike Cameron, Eric Bedard, Julio Lugo, Adam LaRoche, who was here for a week, Joey Gathright, dude. Javi Lopez, the catcher, Alex Cora.
Okay. Ugh. But he, oh my God, that is a smorgasbord of mid at best, except for Cora. Cora's great, but. 23, really cool sports number. Michael Jordan, not good on the Red Sox though. So don't wear number 23. Romy, sorry it had to happen to you, buddy.
Gordo. Guys,
yep.
Do you still have the baseball almanac up?
I do.
Who has worn number 5 since Nomar?
I know. Johnny Gomes has.
I got it right here. Ready?
Yeah, you go for it, Sammy.
Kike. Kevin Pillar, Zhu Wei Lin, Big Hit Kins, Ian Kinsler, Alan Craig, Johnny Gomes, Nick Punto, and Rocco Baldelli. Remember, it was a big deal when Baldelli got 5. It was like they gave him Nomar's number, and now everybody just gets
it. So it's also not a great number outside of I like Sui. Sui's good.
But I mean, Kike was good in 2021. I mean, we don't love the guy, but that was a decent season. It just wasn't spectacular. He was a really good defensive center fielder. It's weird talking about positive defense with Kike. We forget how steady he was out there because he just pooped all over himself the following years at shortstop. But
do you guys know who has worn number 21 since Roger Clemens? It's an interesting list.
Oh God.
Nobody.
It's
nobody. It's nobody. Buddy.
Is it nobody?
It's nobody. They've been waiting to retire that thing. I don't know. I guess they are waiting for him to get in the Hall of Fame, and it just hasn't happened. I don't know what their plan is from here on, but we'll see.
That's a great number, 21.
It is.
Yeah.
Clemente. Ooh, you gotta make that available. Wasn't Sammy Sosa 21?
Oh, I couldn't tell you so.
Oh, I gotta look it up. No,
I feel like he was, because McGuire was 25.
How does that lead you to know what Sammy Sosa's number was?
Because I was thinking the two together, and I know one of them was 21, but McGuire was 25, so Sammy Sosa had to have been 21.
21. All right, cool. So there you go. Red Sox, Angels. Everyone's excited. The ballpark's going to be packed. Everyone's in a great mood. The vibes are awful, guys. The vibes are so bad.
Right Dude, now. They're in the dirt. They are 6 feet under right now.
Gordo and I are going to be on the field on Friday on pins and needles. I don't want to anger anybody, but you got to do what you got to do for content. So we'll see. We'll be nice boys, but I'm not expecting happy faces tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean, you just got to hope they can flush it, man. I know it's hard, but it's a job you got to do. They're above 500.
Maybe if you wear that beautiful Cuts t-shirt, they'll be impressed by your...
Oh, I'm wearing it. I'm wearing it.
What is it?
Long sleeve. We both got this Cuts t-shirt. They're like these t-shirts where it's like when you don't want to dress up, but you want to look like fairly presentable, they're just t-shirts that are supposed to fit.
Oh, yeah. Nah,
they make you look good.
Yeah. I got a couple. I use Built, though.
Yeah, Pat, we're not yoked like you, okay? We can't just throw anything on and look good. I got to, like, get something that fits me and, like, creates a mirage of strength and sturdiness. So, not that easy.
Anything else from you guys before we wrap this thing up? Headed to that next series against the Angels?
See you in 2025.
No, I really do think they're going to win 2 out of 3, and I think the vibes are not going to be great, but they'll be a lot better. So let's just move ahead with
fine positive. I do have one final thought, and then I'll wrap this thing up. Is that Sammy? You had a good run. What? How many games in a row did you predict?
It was 12, right?
12. I picked the first 12 game. 12 out of 13 so far. I'm going to keep track. See how many out of 162 I can get. So
yeah, I like it, man. But yeah, perfect run came to an end. And honestly, it was all just because David Hamilton didn't touch that base. But
I mean, David Hamilton makes that play that a sixth grader can make, and I'm 13 for 13, but he didn't.
Yep.
Now, also Pablo made an error before. So,
yep.
Just smorgasbord. I've used the word smorgasbord twice in this episode. Smorgasbord, smorgasbord, smorgasbord. Red Sox.
Well, on that note, this has been the Sox Angels series preview for Playtesty. The last Sox Angels series of the season comes in the middle of April. So we will see these guys again come October. But until then, this has been Playtesty. Before you jump off, before you listen to our series recap, if you haven't listened to that, hit that subscribe button, rate us 5 stars, hit the follow button on... I don't think there is a follow button. Hit the subscribe button on YouTube. Thumbs up there. 5 stars on the podcast platforms, Apple, Spotify, and Odyssey app. Hit us up socials at Playtesty, both Twitter and Instagram. We love hearing from you guys, so just hit us up wherever you want to, and love to get some DMs on the show. We keep forgetting to ask, so I'll ask here. But we gotta send out tweets, be like, DM us, because people want to be heard from. But till next time, till the post-Angel series, you'll hear from us again, dropping Monday morning. But until then, for Sammy and for Pat, it's Gordo here for the Playtesty series preview of the second Sox Angels series. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Toodaloo.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Glennon Doyle, author of Untamed and host of the podcast We Can Do Hard Things. On We Can Do Hard Things, my wife Abby, my sister Amanda, and I talk honestly about the hard parts of life. Join us and guests like Michelle Obama, Tracy Ellis Ross, and Brené Brown as we have refreshingly honest conversations. New episodes are out every Tuesday and Thursday, so listen to and follow We Can Do Hard Things, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.